Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening. We've got Larry on his phone down south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Okay, I want to start with, it says, it's kind of interesting. We're going to have Steve Fletcher on next Wednesday night, if we can, and he has some very interesting stuff he's done. I know a lot of people criticize him, and, you know, you're not supposed to be setting dates and all that stuff, but the Lord told us to watch and pray always. But predominantly, he says, you know, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. And so we're supposed to be looking at things as they come and go. It doesn't necessarily mean the Lord's going to return, but it's interesting speculation. But here's something that is interesting. You know about the two eclipses. That one's already passed. It was August 21st in 2017, just before the Revelation 12 star sign, which most people are mocking. And maybe rightfully so, maybe not rightfully so. But anyway, that was on August 21st, 2017. And the second eclipse over the United States, which forms an X, or canceled, or however you want to word it, is on April 8th, 2024. Now, what's interesting is the midpoint between these two eclipses is December 14th, 2020. And on that date, a third solar eclipse will be visible in southern Chile and in Argentina. So this is kind of interesting. And we'll get into more of this with Steve Fletcher. And anyway, what you got, Larry? I know you got an ARC code you want to talk about, among other things.
Yeah, Barry Rothman did an update to his original Tor code, and in the America Fallen, so I found the update today. I guess he just did it early this morning, November the 18th. Anyway, it's got, interestingly, it's got "Why Has America Fallen?" question mark, and he's got a note that says "China's Secret Invasion." And of course, for those of us that are walking through this with our eyes open, that's not no shock. I mean, it's very, very apparent China's heavily involved in the bringing down of this nation, and also its involvement with Biden. But anyway, without, you know, all that being said, oddly enough, there's 11 words or phrases in the matrix that he did on this new one, "Why Has America Fallen?" And here's what, I'll read them out and then get your assessment. Number one, America Fallen. Number two, China. Number three, UFO. Number four, Ray. Number five, Asher. Number six, the Fallen. Giants and Nephilim, sons of Anak. Number seven, with aliens. Number eight, Netanyahu. Number nine, Israel. Number 10, plague. Number 11, Iran. What do you think?
Wow, that sounds like the arrival is getting close, along with probably the Chinese invasion, which they've already invaded us. We're already at war with China, and China, of course, is bed buddies, I should say, with the United Nations, and this is a communist insurgency, as we've said a number of times now, and I don't think people are getting how crucial this is, but that's kind of interesting. UFO, again is showing up. And one of the ones that I found, an earlier one, but he's got that posted. Yours is just an update. But the one I got earlier is Atomic Holocaust, Obama, Homosexual, Hitler, Fourth Reich, President, Chinese is involved in it, and Hawaii, which is, remember, the false alarm. Well, maybe it wasn't a false alarm. It might have been a very real attack that was thwarted by the Lord because it's not time yet. Very, very interesting, though. What else you got? I know you wanted to talk about a book you read or...
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know the author that I've talked about before that, you know, he's a Christian author and he writes end time books, but he just put out a new one, very interesting. It just came out, Kingdom of Darkness, Book 1, Tribulation. And I thought, wow, on the timing. But
yeah.
And his name, by the way, is Mark Goodwin. And you can, you know, you can search his site or his books, you know, at Amazon. But what's interesting about this, and you know, it's a new book, and he's moving into the tribulation range with it and said that's timely. But I thought it, what's interesting, you know, I remember some of, you know, the writings you've done before. You said all of this is fiction unless it's true. And he kind of put a very interesting note at the back of his book, kind of a disclaimer that I've never seen before, but knowing what time frame we've moved into, let me read you and get your opinion of this, for him to write it on the back of his book. He says, as with all works by Bart Goodwin, this book contains no profanity and no embarrassing sex scenes. However, if you're offended by conservative principles and references to scripture, this book might not be for you. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you run into that every once in a while, and I still get it. Once in a while, I get an email from someone, what are you talking about scripture for? I'm not interested in scripture. Well, then, you know, if you're not interested in scripture, you better just turn off the radio or go to another channel, listen to somebody else. And I guess that's kind of Mark's attitude. You know, if you don't like it, don't buy it. On and on it goes. But there is a growing spiritual hatred that is really taken over the United States. And part of this, I think, is the part of the church. A lot of people are leaving the churches because they are not finding truth there. And they know something's wrong. I just don't know what it is. But that's kind of an interesting way to sell a book. Yeah, if you don't like scripture, you know, don't buy it. But the bias against scripture and they're kind of, well, this has been going on in science now for a long time, where, you know, it's just mythology anyway. The Bible's just, you know, it's a horrible book, and only deplorables and reprobates would ever read it in the first place. On and on it goes. But I did read an article, a scientific article, where science is now beginning to figure out that the universe is too complex and too intricate to have just happened by accident, and that someone built it. And, of course, that really irritates people. And I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I mean, that's my take on what he's written.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, it seems like the line of demarcation, if you will, is actually growing wider.
Yes.
It's so interesting. I was listening to a recent video where Stan Dale was talking to Doug Hagman, and it was so interesting that he was talking about how where we're going with this appears to be legally, literally taking us into the civil war that will lead to a major war. And how he said, interestingly, this is it's a slow motion invasion, basically, by China. that's happening. And you know, in other words, the whole thing with the Democrats for four solid years against Trump and the election itself is all a Chinese invasion, basically. And they're the you know, I guess you could say the willful idiots that goes along with China.
Yeah. Well, of course, if you reject the Bible, you got a problem in the first place. And a lot of people don't believe that, but it doesn't matter whether they believe it or not. Prophecies coming down 100% accurate. And all kinds of weird things. I've often said that the Bible, although it's hated, is the most paranormal, truthful book mankind's ever been given. And it is paranormal from start to finish. So anyway, it's very, very weird. I wanted to just touch on a couple of things that are going on. The animal mutilations are beginning to return big time. Here's a little article. Lawton, Oklahoma rancher reports still warm newborn calves bloodlessly mutilated. The rib cage, he says, was cut out on one, like in a perfect diamond cut, and the heart was missing. On another one, the testicles were removed, but there were no cuts in the bags. I don't see any blood anywhere. So, and here's another one. Bloodless animal mutilations in Kenya, Sweden, France, England, and the United States. All saying the same thing, no blood. Now, this was going on for a long time, Larry, as you know. And suddenly it just kind of went away. But now it appears to be back again. What would your take be why that would be?
Well, it does bring back memories. When I was a deputy sheriff in Texas, you know, we found animals that had been mutilated, ironically, with anomalies. And what's interesting, too, is I remember Linda Moulton Howe investigated a lot of that stuff, which basically went nowhere. And
yep.
Oddly enough, if I remember, Stuart, and I hate to bring this up again, but Danny Dougal, wasn't there those similar events in the you know, Danny Dougal book?
Yes, that's how the Danny Dougal, you know, when they ran into the UFO and all that, that all started because of cattle mutilations. And they went to investigate these four kids. And watched the UFO come down. They watched the aliens make incisions and bring them up in a light beam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, anyway, the story goes they got caught. They went into the craft when the aliens were out looking at for other cattle, and they crept into the UFO, but they couldn't get back out. So that's how the story actually began. it's semi-fiction. It's real. Everything in Danny Dougal is actually reality, but I did it as fiction. It never went anywhere for whatever reason. It doesn't really matter now because things are so far along, and I believe the age of grace is so rapidly closing now. It's too bad that we have so many people that have just absolutely rejected all of this. But it is what it is. And Lou Dobbs made a comment the other night, and I couldn't quite figure out where he was coming from, because he said he had insider information, Larry, that the FBI was now going to investigate. Well, the FBI doesn't investigate anything. And some of his guests came on and were pointing that out. Now, he seemed a little irritated by that. Well, no, the FBI is going to take care of it. Well, this is how the FBI works. We will have an initial report sometime in 2095. That's how they investigate. Anyway, what's your comment on that? They're not going to investigate anything.
Yeah, I think he was being rhetorical because he's one of the loudest clamorers that says they're not doing their job. And,
yes.
You know, my assumption or basically my comment from Larry Taylor would be that if anything would come out of any investigation that the FBI is doing, I would have to write it myself.
Yeah. Well, it's like Homeland Security and FEMA, and you had your run-ins with Homeland Security. It's just too bad that it's so corrupt. And actually, I don't know if there's going to be more delay. There could well be more delay as we fight this whole thing out. But ultimately, America goes down. It's already fallen as far as that goes. It's a physical demise will be the second fall. And we're getting awful, awful close to that. And I think it does have something to do with the solar eclipses forming an X over the United States. X marks the spot. So anyway, testing. CV-19 testing, folks, it's skyrocketing everywhere. You've got to wear a mask when you go to bed. You've got to wear a mask inside. You can't go outside at all. Well, I'm starving. Well, that's too bad. You're starving. These guys are, everything they're asking you to do is basically insanity anyway. And David Icke produced an excellent deal on the psychological warfare they're playing out on the American people. But getting back to the tests, I want to read something here. Smoking gun, Fauci, Dr. Fauci, states COVID test has fatal flaw. Confession from the beloved experts of experts. The COVID delusion is finished, blown apart. Okay, here we go. Right from the horse's mouth, right from the man we're told is the number one COVID expert in the nation, what Fauci says must be, therefore, golden truth. Well, how about this? Tony Fauci makes a point in This Week in Virology is the name of it. The COVID test, PCR COVID test, is useless and misleading when the test is run at 35 cycles or higher, which is what they're doing. A positive result indicating infection cannot be accepted or believed. Okay? There's something else going on with this COVID-19, and it's not probably COVID-19. They've either engineered a nanobot that is morphing into something totally different. But anyway, here's another one. Before his death, the inventor of the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, repeatedly yet unsuccessfully stressed this test should not be used as a diagnostic tool for the simple reason it's incapable of diagnosing disease. They're lying to you, absolutely lying to you. I'm not saying people aren't getting sick. They are badly sick, and particularly the elderly. So anyway, I can even remember when Birx herself on Fox News, or I'm sure all the others carried it as well, where she said, yeah, we're kind of dumping everything and labeling it COVID-19. And now we have this huge, huge wave. Can't have Thanksgiving. Can't have Christmas. Can't have any of these things. What they're doing is destroying the American people and destroying the American people's Christmas, Thanksgiving, the two main feasts, really, that we have. And they're destroying it, and they're doing it deliberately. These guys are satanically controlled monsters. And Cuomo, you know, he's trying to say, well, it didn't have nothing to do with those people going into nursing homes and killing everybody. Well, of course he did. Of course he did. And this is what communists do. They lie. They throw it out on other people. And you're dealing in a communist insurgency. And if the people don't rise up and put an end to it, they're done. They're done. Absolutely done. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, and I've said all along, I looked into some of this coronavirus, and it's something that's been with mankind since the beginning, basically. It's in your body. It's in your body whether you got anything or not, because it's in all of us. And not only that, it's in all some of the most of the animal kingdom, actually. If any of the animals, You know, horses, pigs, cows, sheep, they've got coronavirus in them. It's a coronavirus. It's human and it's animal. So if you test a human for coronavirus, of course you're going to have it. You're not sick, but you're going to have it because the test says you've got it. But everybody's got it. I mean, if you go to the basic level, it's a setup, Stuart.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, too, I was Debkafile put out today that Israel, you know, has a vaccine for this. They've actually got two different type of vaccines for this coronavirus. And 50%, in other words, half of the Israeli people have declared they will not take a vaccine for coronavirus.
Anybody with half a brain would not take it. Here's another headline. Canada's Justin Trudeau, Communist Trudeau, Comrade Trudeau, ties COVID-19 recovery to reset and United Nations Agenda 2030. I've been telling you right along, folks, this is a UN agenda. The UN's behind most of this. They are a filthy, communist, satanically inspired organization. And if they don't repent, and the people that are involved in all this, they're hell-bound sinners, and they're going to lose. But the Lord is allowing them to rise up temporarily. Anyway, Justin Trudeau says, appearing in a United Nations video conference, linked the world's response to the coronavirus pandemic to a reset of global systems. Meaning they're going to take everything away from you, your property, and even your life, because this is all part of that reset, ultimately would lead the world to completely and be in line with the United Nations Agenda 2030. The pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like poverty, inequality, climate change. Well, you know how they're going to get rid of poverty? Kill off most of the human race, and they don't have poverty. Okay, earth changes. Larry, did you see what's going on in Hawaii? 51 earthquakes today.
Oh, yeah, that's, and you know, some of them getting pretty good size. And by the way, I was going to mention, did you see that post today I made, this wind in Canada? 141,
yes, what's going on?
Yeah, 141 kilometer strong wind hit Toronto and caused considerable damage. It actually was so strong that it caused the ground to shake, and this was picked up by seismometers like it was an earthquake. And so they've got that, but also 230,000 people lost power. And it came out of nowhere, Stuart. It literally came out of nowhere and went suddenly to 141 kilometers. So,
if you read Phoenix Rising, she said that was going to happen, that these winds would just suddenly show up out of nowhere and do terrible damage to people. Well, I think I know what they are. It's jet streams. They're, for whatever reason, bowing down to ground level. Now, a jet stream can be 300-400 miles an hour. So this may be just a small taste of what's coming. She was very emphatic about that these winds were. And when I was a charter pilot in Burlington, Vermont, many, many, many years ago now, I hate to say how many years, I picked up a jet stream at about 8,000 feet. It was blowing about 250 miles an hour. Very rare, but they can now, evidently, and they are now, coming down to the surface. Fascinating stuff. Again, earth changes, folks. This is all, we're heading into the time of the end, the arrival, and all of this stuff. Anywhere, forced vaccination laws in Denmark was abandoned after public protests. I don't know if the American people are going to protest this or not. What do you think, Mary? It doesn't seem like it.
Well, you can't even get the American people as a whole to even believe that this was a fraudulent election.
I know. That's just, Anyway, UN announces biometric digital ID wallet. Folks, they're rolling out the whole new economic system, the reimagining, as Trudeau said. This is a it's a wallet that you are given, and it is done strictly by digital. It's all digital, and it's deadly for the American people. And Trump even mentioned this reset. And this is the reset is going to include this rollout of a biometric digital wallet. We'll have to get into that more later on. I don't have a lot of time now. But Pennsylvania mandating people wear masks even inside their homes. Philadelphia bans all gatherings in public or private just before Thanksgiving. Isn't that amazing? They're canceling your holidays. They're mocking American holidays. They're mocking the Christians. Actually, they're mocking the mosque as well as synagogues. This is an attack upon all the major three religions. This is what they have to do. These people are satanically, diabolically controlled. It's too bad, but that's the way it is. What else you got, Larry?
Yeah, I was going to say that probably the next thing we hear, Santa Claus has coronavirus. But anyway, I was just going to mention the Epoch Times had a really good report out today because I've been following this Parler phenomena that's
yes.
been going on, and the left hate it, and social media hates it. But as a matter of fact, Parler even started some rumors, you know, about Parler recently from the social media. They were putting out that Parler was supported and funded by Soros money, in other words, George Soros, or Russia. And so, anyway, here's the new article came out today. Says Parler says conservative billionaire Rebecca Mercer is the secret backer of Parler movement. Said after the media began reports of the Soros and Russia money connections, said Mercer mm-hmm. is a patriot who wants conservative free speech platforms available. And, of course, she's a friend of Dan Bongino. He's partial owner of the Parler Group. But there are avenues out there that have been developed now to – and I'm looking into some of that stuff because, Stuart, I've kind of decided that, you know, Stan's a little bit right. We're in a slow-motion coup. We're in a slow-motion
yes,
invasion of America. So you and I and others, we've just got to change every day as we can and continue to work until we can't.
Yep, yep. Work until the night comes when no man can work, said Jesus. And Parler, in case you folks don't know what it is, it's another platform. I think you can do video and post stuff. Is that right? Postings and blogging and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. The postings and bloggings and passing on news without censorship.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see if it works. I got a feeling they're going to shut down the web almost any time now. So we'll probably be going to snail mail if you want. And even that gets delayed and opened and expected. So anyway, anything else before we close?
Well, I found it interesting. You know, you mentioned Trump, and by the way, he just fired the Homeland Security cyber chief, Chris Krebs, who called the 2020 election the most secure in U.S. history. It would take a monumental fool, Stuart, to really believe that, but oh well, we've got the left, so what do we know?
Yeah, I know. It's just coming, a little bit at a time, here a little, there a little. They're just mimicking everything that the Lord does. It's just amazing that people are believing the left, who completely lie all the time. They don't even know how to tell the truth. And it's just amazing. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. We'll get into some of this other paranormal stuff on Friday. We've been kind of amiss not getting into it. There's some really weird stuff happening. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone. Take care.